The liturgy, of course, is at the center of the entire Catholic vision, at the center of Catholic teaching and Catholic practice, the liturgy of the Eucharist. And I think that a lot of non-Catholic Christians believe that the word liturgy simply means a fancy service with special music or maybe academic robes or let's light a few candles, which is, of course, not what the word liturgy means. Liturgy is the specific word. The Greek means the work of the people, and in the early church, it came to refer specifically to the Eucharistic ceremony. And the structure of the liturgy, which took shape very early in the game, even down to the very words of consecration, which of course were taken from our Lord's own words, and all the gestures and the movements and the various component parts of the liturgy are really an unpacking or an unfurling of the entire drama of the gospel. So that actually, far from being a very complicated gingering up of the gospel, the liturgy itself is probably the most extravagantly open and transparent and, shall we say, user-friendly rendering of the gospel, because everything is visible, everything is there, everything is on display. The entire drama of the gospel is, in fact, unfurled in the liturgy, and that is why it is so central to the life and the faith and the piety of a Roman Catholic believer.
For more insights from Dr. Thomas Howard, join him for his series, Treasures of Catholicism, here on EWTN.